Congress, the First Amendment, Congress should make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. That's the First Amendment. They're all over the country now. They're trying to tell people they can't go to church. Now, let me ask you a question, because I might give you a chance to ask a few questions. What's the difference between 350 and 250 if something dangerous? It's just stupid. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. See, they got them talking about don't let it be more than 250 people. What about the 250? It does not make any sense. So this afternoon, I heard these words, it's with a panic. It wants everybody to panic. Now, if you all want to protect yourself, stop following up on this stuff. Stop looking at it all, reading everything you read, listening to everything, every little type all on the internet, just trying to follow it. You're going, don't do that. Amen. All is well.
All is well.
All right? All right? Abide in peace. Now, I'm a law-abiding citizen. But they're really going to have to, I got to feed God's people unless the Lord tell me not. Amen. You know, don't be afraid. Like we feed in the night, we fed on the Word of God. The Word of God is life and spirit. We'll be fine. Do you know how many people the flu killed? We'll never come to church before the flu. And it seemed like the flu passed faster than this thing yet they're talking about. You know how many people cancel kill? They want to stop church for everything. You cannot let that happen. Lady passed by my house. She said, Reverend. I said, yes, ma'am. You got church Sunday? I said, yeah, why not? She said, we got it on the internet. I want to tell her, your pastor's scared. Now, Satan using this, he want internet church. He want a church where everybody stay home and watch TV, what internet. That's violating God's word. God wants us to fellowship. Not forsaking some of yourself at the manner of some of you. That's what the scripture says. So, is there any question? I know this is a wide, I might not be the answer at all, but I'm here as your pastor. I want to be with you, let you know my stance on this. I don't even know the disease name. I could spill a little bit of it, but I really don't know how to pronounce it because I don't care. The Lord ain't saying nothing to me. And so y'all have fear. Fear attracts. Faith attacks. Okay? So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid about what your age is. And talk about, my immune system is not good. Why not good? You're eating wrong. You eat right and the immune system get right. Shoot. You eat the right thing, your immune system will come right back up where it was. All right, you got a question? Yes.
Can I say something?
You ask me a question, that's all you can do.
Okay. Do you remember what year it was when they come out with Asian flu? And then some years later, maybe 9 or 10 years later, they came out with swine flu.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the difference?
I see your question. I see you, Ray. I see you. Yeah, it's if the church don't stay in her place to trust her God. It's sad, you know. So they're gonna come out with some other thing. Now, if you don't pay this debt. Any more questions? Y'all got it?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've seen, man, I don't think they're going to, the reason I turned it off the air, I don't think they're going to mess with us because they just don't need to mess with us. Man, I don't know what I could do if you stopped me from going to church. Oh, Jesus. That's my life, man. Y'all don't know how glad I'd be to meet with you all. You all do something to me, too. It's a fellowship. Yeah, it's just watch who you talk to about this. Now, they didn't panic in the store. They bought all the beans. All the toilet tissue. I don't know what toilet tissue got to do with it, man. I said, Lord, I want my red beans. There ain't no red bean on the rack, sir. Huh? And so, but I'm proud of you all. None of y'all like y'all fearful. And, I said a little bit about President Trump. And I got to clear some up. Leroy, what I became? I'm not independent because that's a denomination.
Non-party.
That's what I became, a non-party. I'm going with who go with Jesus.
Amen.
I said I was independent, but independence is a party also. I ain't no party. All right, now, prayers in school. What is Proposition 8? He took the homosexual out of the army. Transgender bill. He stopped that from the transgender. The wall need to be built because a bunch of folks would have got over here if that wall wasn't there. And you think you're talking about disease. So if you got a disease, stay where you are until you get well. Then come over here. School money. It needs somebody to go in the White House who's already rich.
Amen.
Look how quiet y'all getting. You're supposed to pray for your president.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
That's what I'm asking y'all to do. Pray for the president because he's done, you're talking about an old Baptist Democrat you're looking at right here. You say me anything about it beside a Democrat, you got a fight on your hand. But my eyes been open.
Yeah.
My eyes been open, and I think a lot of things being done that need to be done. I'm not saying nobody perfect, and I'm not saying how he gonna go. Don't people look at me and say, "Oh, see what he did now." I ain't up there holding his hand. I had two of my members are going to Harvard. Wrote me a good letter. They're going to Harvard University now. They say they're going in, and they're paying for it themselves, and they had to borrow nothing. They got the money to pay for it cash. So, I'm not, boy, you've been with me a long time. A lot of people, I'm not a politician. I'm not politicking, but I'm dealing with truth. I'm dealing with people being set free. That's the thing I'm talking about. Somebody having some respect. Anytime somebody say in the president's office that secular people shouldn't tell ministers or spiritual people what to say, shouldn't rule them. They should hear from God and say what God wanted them to say. And see, when you making choices, and I sat on the porch and found out I'm not a man of choice. Joshua 24:15. Joshua, choose this day whom you're gonna serve. Me and my house gonna serve the Lord. I made a decision already. Y'all make y'all choices, but I made a decision. And so, you know, if you can't handle what I'm saying, just don't say nothing. Because I'm just trying to stand up. I'm just trying to help you. You know. Let me ask you a question. How many of y'all want some more money?
Amen.
Yeah, I know. See the amen. See everybody. You'd be crazy not to say, you know, because that's what it takes to live, you know. And you in the church, you're in the right church because I'm teaching Revelation all the time. Lift your hand. Let's pray and let's go. Y'all did good. Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, your kindness, your love, your goodness, your protection, your blood.
Thank
The Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the angels were over every member of this church and churches abroad and over everybody that accepted, Lord. But this flock, I cover them with the blood of Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, my God. I cover them with your name. Ah, Lord, we got a covenant with you. It's a covenant of health. It's a covenant of healing. It's a covenant of happiness. We thank you. I feel your presence. I feel your presence, Lord. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Be with every family. Be with every household. Oh, my Lord. Take care. One by one, take care of them. Oh, my God. Thank you. Take care of their mind. Take care of their mind and their imagination at this time. Keep your hand on their finances. Keep your hand on their flesh. Keep them healthy. Keep them well, Lord. Keep them happy, Lord. Keep them full of joy. No worry, no fear. You got it, Lord. You say all is well. We walk in the 91st Psalm. We thank you. We're not belittling nobody, Lord. We just want to do what we got to do. We thank you for it. Jesus' name. Amen. All right, shake two people's hands. Then spray it after.